It is 4:37 right now on the KRDO Newsline. Let's go direct to Washington and visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field, who's joining us right now. And Andy, a lot of eyes are going to be on this ruling from Facebook of whether or not former President Donald Trump will be able to get back on the social media platform. What's the latest in this case?
Well, to go back, we have to remember, first of all, that President Trump's account was suspended because Facebook thought, as did many people in the House and Senate, that the president incited the violence that led to the deadly January 6th Capitol insurrection. Now, what's interesting is that the president had said many incendiary things over the years, and Facebook really didn't do anything to censor or block that. But this was, for at least Facebook, a move too far, and they basically banned him from the platform as well as their co-owned Instagram. Twitter did the same thing. The only problem with Twitter is they don't Twitter doesn't have a Supreme Court you can go to, and apparently Facebook does, this kind of quasi-independent board, which, by the way, is all paid for by Facebook. These people actually get a paycheck from Facebook to review these things, even though they're supposed to be independent. So it's not clear exactly what they're going to come up with, or even if they say, okay, Mr. Former President, you can get your Facebook back, whether he'll take it, because he's been fairly public about saying that he doesn't need Twitter, he doesn't need Facebook anymore, he's got better ways to get in touch with people.
And I've heard that the former president also is in the process of at least exploring actually starting a new social media platform. Have you heard anything, and what's the latest on that?
Well, we've heard a lot about that. We've heard that, and also his friend, the MyPillow guy, Lindell, starting his own thing. The problem is that, boy, it takes an awful lot of people to get to the critical mass you get to at Facebook and Twitter. These folks have been in business for a long, long time. So even if you took every Trump supporter, and certainly not all of them are either computer savvy or social media savvy, and put them on there, it still would be dwarfed by the reach of Facebook and Twitter. So it's not clear, A, if there's any money to be made on it, because that's one of the reasons you would do it, or B, if they really want to put their effort into doing this.
And then the other thing with this Facebook oversight board, if they rule that he's no longer going to be allowed, is that it? It'll be a lifetime thing?
Facebook really hasn't said. Here's the thing about Facebook. A lot of folks are saying this is an infringement on his freedom of speech. But in fact, Facebook, just like a local golf club or a local members-only technology club in your neighborhood, can exclude members because they are indeed private clubs. And Facebook, despite the fact that it seems like it's a public utility, is really a private club. And they have rules, and they say, if you don't follow the rules, we kick you out of the club. And that's what they did with President Trump.
Well, it's definitely something we're going to watch, and that ruling could come down, by Wednesday, do you think?
Wednesday. We're supposed to hear by Wednesday, probably midday. In midday, they should come out with a ruling.
Okay, sounds great. Great information as always, Andy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.